We're talking about this story out of St. Charles about an artist by the name of Philip Hitchcock, who made a sculpture called The Creation of Adam, based on Michelangelo's work of the Sistine Chapel. And it was put on display at the Foundry Art Center in St. Charles. It was displayed there for a couple of weeks and was supposed to be part of a big art show at the end of the month at the Foundry Art Center along Main Street, St. Charles. But last Saturday, he removed his work after finding out that they had covered it up because of a complaint, allegedly, we think, from the bride at some wedding that had rented the space there. Philip Hitchcock is on the phone now. Philip, welcome back to KMOX. I heard you on Charlie's show this morning. You wanted to add something this afternoon?
I did. I'm hearing your discussion here about this whole subject of censorship, and the incident with the bride was just one of three different censors that I know of. But the larger issue, I think, is this. Censorship, the right to censor, is not something that is for sale or for rent at the Foundry or any place else in America.
Okay, let me stop you right there and disagree with you 100%, because I am also a person who, thank goodness, we have a First Amendment or I don't have a career. And I do this for a living, expressing myself on the radio 20 hours a week. However, I get a paycheck, and the people who pay me that paycheck have the right to tell me what I can and can't do on this radio station and on this radio show. And if I don't like it, I, of course, can take my ball and go home, which is effectively what you did.
Or take my statue and go home as well.
Which is exactly what you did. And as I said, if you missed the first part of the hour, I said that this process actually worked the way it was supposed to. You put your statue there after they invited you to put it there. You didn't like what they were doing with your statue. You took your statue away. That's exactly how it should work. But that's not censorship, Philip. Censorship is if the government told you, you cannot make that statue. That would be censorship. This is commerce we're talking about here.
Well, commerce is as good a reason as any for censorship, I suppose, when money gets involved. But there needed to be an explicit policy in place whereby they would state up front to people coming in to rent, who, by the way, should have an expectation of possibly seeing nude statues. I didn't rent an art museum for my wedding and expect it to look like a park. I expected it to look like an art museum. And in such a progressive venue, I should have the expectation of possibly seeing nudity in art. It's a very common subject matter.
Yes, but if somebody rents a space at the St. Louis Art Museum in Forest Park, there are plenty of places there where they're not going to encounter nudity, and they're not going to have to worry about it.
And that would have been a better choice, perhaps, for the bride.
And the people who made this decision, who rented the space for the wedding, could have made that choice, but they made a request of the people who run the art facility, the Foundry Art Center, and the Foundry Art Center was willing to accede to that request.
And so
then when it got back to you, you decided, I don't want to be a part of that, and you took your statue. As I said, that's how it should work.
Well, what the instructions were that I gave to Joyce Rosen were this. If you want to censor this piece, please allow me the dignity and cover the entire statue 100% with a drapery of sort.
And did she refuse?
She instead covered the loin areas with tablecloths and other things.
Okay.
And that's what I thought was extremely undignified and a denigration of my art. If you're going to cover it 100%.
And at that point, you did exactly what you could do. You made the decision. Like I said, there were decisions made along the way here. The bride and her family could have decided we don't want to have it there or we do want to have it here. The Foundry Art Center could decide we do want to cover it up or we don't want to cover it up. You could decide if you're covering up, I'll let you keep covering it up or I don't want to have the statue there anymore. Everybody made their choices. No one was censored here. No artwork was broken or ruined. No government agency came into your studio and said that you can't make this
over the genitalia.
I'm sorry?
I just want to remind you, there were three instances I know of, not just this wedding, where they put drapery and or foliage, actual foliage, over the genitalia.
Well, you as an artist have now learned something very valuable, which is if you want to continue to do nude artwork, which I don't have a problem with, you know you can't do business with the Foundry Art Center anymore. Right?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Or any other community that would put forth and extol such provincial ideas.
Well, whatever you may think of their ideas is fine. But as I said, as a person who provides some content under the rights that given us by the First Amendment myself, both on the air and on the internet and in print when I write stuff for the Post-Dispatch, all of those venues have a right to say, no, we don't want to put it in there. We don't want to use these words. We don't want to put this concept on the air or
and
in the newspaper.
They will do it quickly and not allow something to continue for up to 13 days as they did with my work. If they had made a decision within 24 to 48 hours and said, look, Phil, it's too much for our community, take it out, I would have done it. But had I not removed that piece last Saturday, we'd still be Mickey Mousing back and forth with the various vigilante censorships that were going on.
Okay. Again, I think that's a little extreme, vigilante censorship, but I can understand how, because you're at the heart of this and you created the piece, I completely understand your feelings. But give me a timetable here. You put the piece in
April 2nd.
April 2nd, and when was the first draping of the piece? Do you know?
April 3rd.
The next day.
Within the next day, two instances had happened, one with a tablecloth and one with foliage.
And when did you find out about them?
I found out the third when I returned to take photographs of the piece. The foliage was right there for me to see.
And did you say to Joyce Rosen or anybody else, knock that off or I'm taking my piece out?
In writing, I said to her, knock it off. Show the piece as is, or I'll remove it. Give me 72 hours notice to remove it. And in that interim, please cover the piece in its entirety. Don't do this loincloth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My wishes went ignored.
And so you now know you don't do business with them anymore. Like I said, this is a business decision that you're making, that they're making. It's not a matter of censorship. It's a matter of you didn't like the way you as an artist were treated by the people who run that business. So you break apart and you never do business again.
Well, I mean, that's certainly going to be the outcome of it. I think you're splitting hairs on the meaning of the word censorship.
Well, that's because I believe censorship is a governmental thing, not a business thing. And again, as a person who has to be part of that on a daily basis, that's how I look at it. I have to view it that way. Otherwise, every single day I'm going to get upset that somebody says, yeah, you know what, not so much with the show.
Yeah, but that's not an attempt to stop you from showing. The moment someone laid something on my artwork, they were attempting to censor me.
No more so than when I write a piece for the Post-Dispatch and Eric Mink, the op-ed page editor, decides to edit my words. To me, that's the same thing. But I understand your feelings, Philip. I completely understand them. I just disagree with you about it being censorship. But I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.